This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Preparations were made to strike Iran late Thursday after the shootdown of a U.S. drone, but approval for the attacks was abruptly withdrawn. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that limited strikes on Iran were recommended by the Pentagon among the options for retaliation and would have included targeting radar and missile batteries. But approval was quickly withdrawn. No shots fired, no missiles launched. The New York Times has reported that President Trump had approved limited strikes and then called them off. But the White House has declined comment on whether President Trump changed his mind. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains what led to this.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been, as the president initially described it, a mistake. Telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was in fact in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen said Friday it had struck targets around the port city of Hodeidah belonging to the Iranian-lined Houthis. The coalition strike came after the Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. The coalition also said that in a statement that carried by the Saudi state media that its targets included booby-trapped boats that the Houthis had prepared for terrorist acts and to threaten international shipping. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks and express hope the relevant party will be meeting halfway with Pyongyang. Kim's comments came during Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening ties between the allies. Those relations were strained by Pyongyang's nuclear provocations and Beijing's subsequent support for UN sanctions. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Xi described the North Korean-U.S. impasse as highly complex and sensitive and said his government was willing to strengthen coordination and cooperation with all relevant parties. A new poll shows Americans are more concerned about asteroids than actually returning to the moon. AP's Ed Donahue.
We are approaching the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And the White House has been talking about going back to the moon and going to Mars, as well as a new military service.
Space Force.
A new APNORC poll shows Americans' top priority is asteroid and comet monitoring. About two-thirds say it's extremely or very important. Farther down the line of priorities, human moon and Mars expeditions. One respondent said these missions cost money. Another said, we've already been to the moon. I'm Ed Donahue.
The European Union extended economic sanctions against Russia over the turmoil in eastern Ukraine and demands Russian cooperation with the probe into the shootdown of a Malaysian passenger jet. Russian sanctions are unanimously extended for another 6 months because of a lack of Minsk agreement's implementation, according to an EU spokesman. He was referring to the 2014 deal that was intended to stop the fighting in eastern Ukraine between Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces, separate sanctions banning the EU from doing business in Russian-annexed Crimea were renewed for another year. The EU says it's considering a measure to refuse to recognize Russian passports issued in eastern Ukraine. U.S. President Trump predicted Thursday that Congress will eventually approve the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that 2020 election year politics could stall its passage. Some Democrats in the House of Representatives have balked at the immediate ratification of the treaty to replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement because of drug pricing issues and U.S. labor union concerns about the degree to which Mexico will enforce better conditions and higher wages for workers in their country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.